Welcome to the Divided Kingdom, the Evening Watchman warning program that many of you have come to know and trust since 2003. Tonight is part two of our set of emergency broadcasts. Last week's part one was exceptionally important. If you missed it, go to our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com, and listen in our archives to the broadcast from May 13th. This evening is The Gates of Death Open, Part 2, Surrounded Everywhere, Barbed Wire That Binds. I, Lou Cavalli, and my esteemed co-host, Elizabeth Cuppet Cavalli, will be your guides to this crucial to your lives news. First, personalities instrumental in unspooling the barbed wire tyranny that is closing in around us at an ever quicker pace. The title? Luciferase Quantum Dot COVID-19 Vaccinations, the Bill and Melinda Gates Satanic Agenda, May 22nd, 2020.
This is just about a year to the day later, Lou, because we're coming to you on May 20th, 2021 with this emergency broadcast, and this following information was kindly sent to us by an astute listener.
Quantum Dot vaccinations will use luciferase. Luciferase is a generic term for the class of oxidative enzymes that produce bioluminescence, and it's usually distinguished from a photoprotein. The name was first used by Raphael Dubois, who invented the words luciferin and luciferase for the substrate and enzyme, respectively. Luciferases are widely used in biotechnology for microscopy and as reporter genes for many of the same applications as fluorescent proteins. However, unlike fluorescent proteins, luciferases do not require an external light source, but do require the addition of luciferin, the consumable substrate. And that was a quote from Wikipedia.org. Luciferase, the quantum dot tattoo. Bill Gates and MIT are currently developing the, quote, human implantable quantum dot microneedle vaccination delivery system, unquote. It's a tattoo for the hand, which will include our identification mark and vaccination records. It needs an enzyme called luciferase in order to make it work. This enzyme, luciferase, is highly suspect when you consider the fact that ultra-billionaire Bill Gates has a goal to, quote, vaccinate the entire world, unquote, and is now equipped with this quantum dots tattoo technology that ties in with Satan's end time mark of the beast. Quantalum, LUM, recombinant luciferase, is a luciferase expressed from a cloned gene from the North American firefly that produces the reliability and dependability needed for performing research or producing kits using bioluminescence reagents to detect ATP, luciferin substrates. That's quite interesting when you know that the Bible refers to the devil, Beelzebub, as the Lord of the Flies. In fact, the whole system here on Earth is about one thing. The human host body was Satan's trap to lure God's angels into a system where he can separate them from the Lord God and steal their soul energy to transmute them into his new insect locust scorpion army in the bottomless pit. And it says, read more, the cycle of life is coming to an end. Angels to humans to locusts. That's a video you could watch. Bill Gates, quantum dot digital tattoo implant to track COVID-19 vaccine compliance.
And I believe, Lou, this site is called The Light in the Dark Place.
Yes, I believe you're
if
just right about that.
Try to find more about this.
Yes, The Light in the Dark Place. And at the bottom of this, it says, actually, thelightinthedarkplace.wordpress.com.
Do that one more time.
Yes, thelightinthedarkplace.wordpress.com. And moving on. Bill Gates' quantum dot digital tattoo implant to track COVID-19 vaccine compliance. This is March 24, 2020, a companion article. Microsoft founder Bill Gates announced on March 18, 2020, during a Reddit Ask Me Anything session, that he is working on a new invisible, and this is in quotes, quantum dot tattoo, unquote, implant double track who has been tested for COVID-19 and who has been vaccinated against it. According to biohackinfo.com, quote, the quantum dot tattoos involve applying dissolvable sugar-based microneedles that contain a vaccine and fluorescent copper-based quantum dots embedded inside biocompatible micron-scale capsules. After the microneedles dissolve under the skin, they leave the encapsulated quantum dots whose patterns can be read to identify the vaccine that was administered. The COVID-19 vaccine is already under research, and of course, I'll interject here as Lou. We know very well it's now no longer just research.
We're far beyond that, aren't we?
Sure, yeah.
Yesterday, that was May 19th, Natural News was reporting on the state of Connecticut. They put out a document to their healthcare workers, and this crazy document made the healthcare workers waive any rights to damages from the COVID vaccines, and they more or less said that it was a harmless kind of injection, but on the back, they listed a lot of side effects, which the two stories don't add up, but we'll be reporting more on that. But tonight, you know, our focus is on the tyranny, the barbed wire that's surrounding us everywhere. Pick up that story, Lou.
It goes on to say, will this mean forced vaccinations are perpetually, quote, sheltering in place, unquote, for those who refuse the coronavirus? Make that the coronavirus vaccine. Gates is simultaneously working on the ID 2020 certification mark, which according to payments.com, and that's spelled PYMNTS.com, that utilizes immunization to serve as a platform for digital identity. Implantable quantum dot microneedle vaccination delivery system. The alphanumerical system of the word vaccination is 111. Now, I'm not going to read all of this because it's a code. All they're doing is they're putting letters and matching up with what the letter happens to be if you go through the alphabet. A is 1, B is 2, and so on. And when you do all of that, it says, when reckoning the alphanumerical sum of the phrase implantable quantum dot microneedle vaccination delivery system, it equals, guess what, 666. In the Bible, of course, the mark of the beast is explained in Revelation 13, 16 to 18, KJV, Holy Bible.
And now we move on to another topic in this excerpt from The Light in the Dark Place. Melinda Gates wears upside-down cross. So this is a screenshot taken from Melinda Gates' interview 2 days ago with the Today Show Savannah Guthrie. Firstly, she has no authority to be talking about when she feels we should reopen the country. Secondly, she has no authority to be talking about vaccines even. Thirdly, what I feel is the most important thing to look at here, this quote, woman goes on national television and has the audacity to showcase her satanic upside-down cross around her neck. And they say, zoom in. Most will not even catch this because they have their eyes wide shut. But people should be very worried about this. Evil is at the wheel, folks. Don't be fooled. Keep praying for discernment. She just looks evil. And that was Serene Giordano. And then we have a little bit more here. I think that there is a picture there with this article showing the upside-down cross. This symbol represented peace in the early 60s, but now among the heavy metal and occult groups signifies the cross of Nero. It shows an upside-down cross with the cross member broken downward, the defeat of Christianity. By the way, the Vatican was built in the shape of an upside-down cross. Pardon me. Congress Bill H.R. 6666 to authorize the Secretary of Health and Human Service to award grants to eligible entities to conduct diagnostic testing for COVID-19 and related activities such as contact tracing through mobile health units and as necessary at individuals' residences and for other purposes. And Lou, we interject our humorous couple, Pastor Pat Pockets and Sally Lou Pockets, visited in Maryland as the FEMA mobile vaccine vaccine vans rolled in. And now we have a kind of a vaccine reluctance everywhere across the country. The numbers are dying down. Hardly anybody wants to go to get those shots. But we must move on here from the light in the dark place. So the bill that Congress enacted authorizing COVID-19 grants for entities to conduct diagnostic testing, contact tracing, et cetera, just happens to be numbered 6666. Operation Corona, Microsoft patent 060606, Body Interface Digital Currency. And that patent is shown word 060606 again. We are carbon-based life forms, and carbon has 6 electrons, 6 protons, and 6 neutrons. 666 is the flesh host body system that God's angels got trapped in. The flesh body host system, the flesh host body system is the beast system and is being fully given over to the beast. Now Satan is rolling out his mark of the beast, which will permanently mark you as his slave by accepting his badge of servitude to this carnal beast system. Do not accept the mark of the beast, or your soul will be eternally damned to hell. And I'm going to have to interject there. You want to read in the KJV Bible. These are not our words about being eternally damned to hell. You'll really want to read the strong admonition from God, God's scripture, his holy word. Now we have a note that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has a building number of the address. And that address of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is 500 Fifth Avenue, North Seattle, Washington, 98109. In the Bible, 500 means Antichrist. It's clear to see the Antichrist spirit is operating through Bill and Melinda Gates to further advance his highly sinister Mark of the Beast agenda. It's critical to be aware of these plans of the enemy so we are prepared in Christ. Remember, Jesus said, Jesus said, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Matthew 10:16 from the KJV Holy Bible. And we will add here, lately we have been warning you about Natural News's admonitions about the supply chain breaking down. And of course, this is by design, but there may be all kinds of inflation starting to come. And this may result in you not being able to get food, or the food will be like in the Weimar Republic days. It will be so inflated, the money will be so worthless that you won't be able to buy the food in a year or two from the grocery store. So do be taking those words from Jesus into account about being wise as serpents, not being like serpents, but being wise, and whenever you can, stock up. And if you want to keep us on the air, we absolutely love you, listeners. And we thank several of you who have helped us recently. What a big turnaround you have given us to stay on the air. And you can hear us on WWCR Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's on the shortwave, 4.840 megahertz, repeating Saturdays at 8 a.m. on 7.490 megahertz. You can hear us at Liberty Works Network, LWRN.net, also on KStarTalkRadio.com, KStarTalkRadio.com, Saturdays at 5:30 in the afternoon, Sundays repeating 10:30 a.m. And so if you would like to help us, you can send a money order. You could send a little cash. You could send a check, but only written out to WWCR. We can't take personal checks. Send it to Lou Caverly, L-O-U-C-A-V-E-R-L-Y, Post Office Box 28. The town is Bethlehem, capital B-E-T-H-L-E-H-E-M, Maryland, 21609. And again, that is Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And now back to this article, The Light in the Dark Place. We were Given the admonition, it's critical to be aware of these plans of the enemy. You see, that's the mark of the beast. So we are prepared in Christ. And remember again what Jesus said, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Be wise as to what the serpent Satan's plans are, but be harmless as a dove. Make sure to share this information with your loved ones. And we welcome you to share the warning information that we've been giving out, especially in April and May at DividedKingdomRadio.com. Again, that's DividedKingdomRadio.com. And we hope that you will tell your friends, your family, your church friends, your pastor about DividedKingdomRadio.com. And this article was written and published by The Light in the Dark Place.
Next in the spotlight of personalities in the news is Dr. Anthony Fauci. In the long run of memory, we think this article shows he should take first prize in horror, unless he tied with Kermit Gosnell, the Mengele abortionist in Pennsylvania, or perhaps former Time magazine writer Joel Stein, who in an auditory clip, both Elizabeth and I heard, joked that there should be a beauty contest and winners picked from aborted babies. The article says Dr. Fauci funds the organ trafficking of aborted babies, helping researchers graft baby scalps onto rodents. Friday, May 7th, 2021, by Lance Johnson. Under the direction of Dr. Anthony Fauci, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, NIAID, has engaged in the most unethical Machiavellian research of the 21st century. This research rivals the work of Dr. Mengele, who led horrifying medical experiments on twins to help the Nazis justify the Holocaust. For years, Fauci was the point man for coronavirus gain-of-function research in Wuhan, China. Working with Peter Daszak at EcoHealth Alliance, Fauci sent millions in taxpayer money to Chinese virologists to advance virus chimera research that was previously banned in the U.S. This unethical research was justified to develop new vaccines for the world. Now Fauci is part of a global push to restrict human freedoms, holding people down until they submit to messenger RNA biohacking vaccines. But that is not all of Fauci's Machiavellian ways. Fauci is funding the fetal organ trafficking industry, helping create human rodent chimeras. Developing virus chimeras that exploit humans isn't the only sadistic research that Fauci helped advance in the 21st century.
And Lou, a chimera is just a big, highfalutin word for a hybrid.
Yes.
Like a new
right.
kind of creation.
A human-animal hybrid.
Right.
Yes. An investigation by the Center for Medical Progress, CMP, finds that Fauci also helped fund university-level research that harvests live livers and scalps from aborted babies. The NIAID uses taxpayer money to essentially fund the fetal organ trafficking industry while procuring fetal organs for the creation of human rodent chimeras. Scientists at the University of Pittsburgh have been attaching aborted baby scalps to mice torsos to conduct medical experiments on human immune systems.
Sometimes, Lou, you're ashamed to have come from Massachusetts because of all the MIT links with Bill Gates and other things that are nefarious. I'm ashamed to come from Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania, and hear what the University of Pittsburgh has been doing.
Well, I can certainly understand that.
We must take a stand apart from this. There are so
yes.
many wonderful, decent people living in both states and all over the USA. We must have pushback.
That's exactly right. Going on, these acts are crimes against humanity, as aborted babies are carefully selected and strategically harvested to create chimeras for medical experiments. Does this morose immune system research coincide with the gain-of-function virus research that was used to exploit humans and develop vaccines? After all, aborted fetal cells are used in vaccine research. Quote, "The University of Pittsburgh is a hub for some of the most barbaric experiments carried on late-term aborted human infants, experiments funded by the United States government," unquote, explains the narrator in the CMP video testimony. He goes on to say, quote, at the same time, the university sponsors the local Planned Parenthood abortion business in what looks like an illegal quid pro quo for fetal baby parts, unquote. The University of Pittsburgh is now revealed as a central hub for human rights abuses, where the trafficking and experimentation of aborted baby organs takes place in the light of day. This operation is taking place because the university received a large grant from Dr. Fauci's office. The macabre research was revealed in an undercover sting operation by investigative journalist David Leiden. His testimony, brought before the Pennsylvania State House of Representatives, exposed Fauci-sponsored experimentation on aborted baby parts. The video reveals evidence from within the University of Pittsburgh. The university researchers developed a protocol to harvest the, quote, freshest, most pristine livers from five-month-old aborted babies in order to isolate massive numbers of stem cells for experimental transplantation into adults, unquote.
Thank God, Lou, for David DeLeiden and Project Veritas.
Yes.
We need to keep him and Project Veritas in prayer. If only we had pastors of such courage and integrity.
I know. It's such a shame that we do not. Footage shows University of Pittsburgh researchers poking and prodding an aborted baby to test reflexes and make sure the baby is still alive for organ procurement. Did you hear that? Still alive.
It's just horrible.
Planned Parenthood of Western Pennsylvania is under federal investigation for using abortion doctors at the University of Pittsburgh to maintain a steady supply of fetal organs and tissues.
This is truly the League of the Devil.
It absolutely is.
All of these auspices together joining their dirty, filthy, bloody hands. Go ahead, Lou.
During the live abortion procedure, a premature baby is carefully selected for a, quote, labor induction, unquote. Notice that they, and I'm interjecting here, notice they use words that have little or no meaning to try to hide things.
They're euphemisms.
They're cowards is what they are.
Right. Labor is inducted, but the murder is about to happen.
Yes, that's right. Going on, the baby still attached to the umbilical cord is cut open, and abortion specialists extract the live liver. This protocol was funded by a $3 million grant from the National Institutes of Health. The NIH also funneled the university another $1.4 million from the GUDMAP project to continue trafficking aborted fetal kidneys.
Now, we have a kind of a twin set of twins in the grants. Remember the grant to the Wuhan lab to help facilitate the gain-of-function bioweapon development? I think that was 3.17, something like that, million, from Anthony Fauci and from NIH. And so now here's another $3 million grant. And what was it to facilitate? Let's hear that again.
Yes. The protocol was funded by a $3 million grant from NIH. The NIH also funneled the university another $1.4 million.
But what was that protocol? Was that to get those livers, living livers,
That's right. The
temporarily living little creature that was mutilated and murdered?
That's just right. And it goes on to say the NIH also funneled the university another $1.4 million from the GUDMAP project. It doesn't say what that stands for exactly. To continue trafficking aborted fetal kidneys that the NIH needed in order to continue grotesque fetal tissue research across the United States. And now, next, fleshing out this hideous story with many more details on it and about gain-of-function activities, we have from Great Game India. Dr. Fauci spent $400,000 to conduct secret experiments transplanting scalps of aborted fetuses onto living rats. May 7, 2021. Dr. Anthony Fauci's agency, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, has been conducting a series of secret experiments that grafted the scalps of aborted fetuses onto living mice and rats. Almost $400,000 have been spent on these experiments. These studies were meant to investigate the tendency of human skin to develop infections. The research was published in the journal Nature during last fall. The experiments performed by a dozen scientists out of the University of Pittsburgh involved developing rat and mouse, quote-unquote, models using, in part, quote, full thickness fetal skin, unquote, in order to quote, provide a platform for studying human skin infections, unquote. The report, and they give a copy of it below, notes that the human skin tissues used in the skin grafting experiments were obtained, quote, from the scalp and dorsum of donors, unquote, namely aborted fetuses.
And we're talking about barbed wire surrounding us everywhere. These tiny, unborn human beings have no defense. They can't put up a big barbed wire fence around it like the congressional bigwigs wanted and there in D.C. They have no defense but the words of people who are flabbergasted, who are sickened by the change in our once Christian nation of America, the USA. We must keep from being silenced. We must keep talking about this, and you must pray. Pray about whether you need to approach your pastor. Some of them are dead, lying there dumb like dogs, sleeping dogs. Some of them only want the money, the prestige. They aren't really shepherds of Jesus's flock. But there are a few men and women left who are standing for the truth, and we must not permit this to be a part of our country. We're not Nazi Germany. Out in flyover country, there are many wonderful men, women, and children who revere God, who revere the Holy Scriptures. This is just beyond the pale. This kind of an experiment, this is just hideous.
It goes on to say, and these are the words from the study.
Lou, don't you think that something has to change?
I think it does, or God's wrath is going to be poured out.
Oh, yes. Whatever happened in the time of Noah, whatever happened back with those fallen angels, whatever happened, whatever kind of creatures might have been birthed between the fallen angels and earth women, whatever happened, it was something that was an assault on the DNA of God's creatures. And God will not tolerate something like this. This is beyond Kermit Gosnell in certain aspects. It is. It's absolutely equal to his horrors. But in some respects, it's beyond, because it's flying in the face of God to mix the two species like this while having killed the creature that is not a creature. It is a human being formed in the image of God. Lou, I think that you've given up a lot to do this radio work through the years. You've strained very hard. I think of the time when you were teaching in Prince George's County in a large high school, more like an inner city kind of school, and you had to get up at 4:30 in the morning and leave here, and you had an hour and a half trip there. Then you had to teach all day. You would get home at 6:15, and in those years, for maybe 7 to 8 years, we were on the Genesis Communications Network, and we had a daily program. We were only on ourselves about 3 nights out of the week, but then you had to hurry, get on the radio. Then you would go to bed, then you would get up. You had no life. You gave everything to the Lord. You'd give 3 times that if we could end this barbarism, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Positively.
What do you think about this?
This is playing God. This is what this is. This is these perverted scientists trying to pretend that they are God, but God doesn't like that, and he will get his revenge.
And we know what he said about the millstone, don't we? What was that?
Anyone who hurts one of these little ones would be better if a millstone was tied around his neck and he was drowned in the depths of the sea.
Hell is awaiting them. Hell is awaiting these bloody, murdering beasts. That's what they are. They could repent, but most of them are so gone into the reprobate mind and beyond, they will never choose to do it. All right, go ahead. What else about this horrible complex? This is not what Eisenhower warned us about, the medical-industrial complex. Eisenhower would be rolling over in his grave. Maybe he is aghast in heaven if he's there. To know what this complex was capable of, eventually, it is no different than Mengele, is it?
Fundamentally, no. No, I can't point to any major difference. None whatsoever. Well, moving on, it says, as per the study, some of the grafted fetal skin matured into, quote, adult-like human skin, unquote. Some of the grass even developed human skin appendages, including human hair, evident at 12 weeks post-transplantation. Patches of human skin grafted to rodent bodies can be seen in the photographs taken during the study, and it is clearly sprouting human hair.
All we can say is revulsion, revulsion, revulsion.
That's right. The research was referenced during a Pennsylvania state legislature hearing on fetal experimentation this week. The research was published last year without any publicity, and therefore it received relatively little attention outside of pro-life circles. In that hearing, a pro-life activist and journalist, David Dalyden, criticized the scientist, whom he described as, quote, scalping five-month-old aborted babies and grafting their scalps onto the backs of lab rats, unquote. David Dalyden became famous for a series of undercover videos of Planned Parenthood executives discussing aborted fetal body part exchanges. Earlier, Judicial Watch, a legal accountability group, shared a 600-page report detailing that the U.S. government has been buying and trafficking, quote-unquote, fresh aborted baby body parts. According to the report, these body parts were purchased by the FDA to perform biological experiments such as drug testing, and to, this is an odd word, quote, humanize, unquote, mice. Dr. Fauci is the godfather of gain-of-function research that was taking place at the Wuhan lab, which was then named as the site of the coronavirus outbreak. As reported by Great Game India earlier, American tax dollars were used to fund controversial research in China at the Wuhan Institute of Virology on gain-of-function, which is the ability of a virus to jump from animals to humans. This cross-species jump was not natural and was achieved by the team led by the Batwoman of China, Xi Zhengli. You can read more about it in detail in COVID-19 Files, Scientific Investigation on Mysterious Origin of Coronavirus. And that, I'm sure, is at Great Game India, their website. And their research was funded by a 10-year, $200 million international program named PREDICT. How about that, Elizabeth? PREDICT.
Yeah.
Predicting the coronavirus, I guess.
Yeah, just like Event 201 that was held by Gates and the drill over there in October, I believe, of 2019, the military drill that had representatives militarily from the United States. It was a kind of a pandemic drill. So much of this was predictable.
Yes, that's right. And wrapping this up, this project backed by Dr. Anthony Fauci diverted U.S. funds to engineer coronavirus at Wuhan Lab via a company now under federal investigation. That company is EcoHealth Alliance, headed by Peter Daszak. I guess that's how you pronounce it, Daszak. The interesting part is that Peter Daszak is the same guy who orchestrated the publication of a scientific, and that's in quotes, scientific paper in The Lancet, claiming that the virus made the cross-species jump naturally. Peter Daszak is also the same guy the WHO sent to China to investigate the claims, whether the virus evolved naturally or was coronavirus engineered. Many scientists have criticized gain-of-function research, which involves manipulating viruses in the lab, to explore their potential for infecting humans, because it creates a risk of starting a pandemic from accidental release. Similar controversial research was also conducted by Dutch virologist Ron Fouchier, a controversial figure in the field of virus science. Ron Fouchier created the world's deadliest virus strain, and his research sparked a global controversy to defund and shut down such experiments. Since these projects were shut down in the West due to heavy criticism, they were exported to other countries like China and India. China is conducting super secret Frankenstein-style human-animal hybrid experiments, creating superviruses, human-monkey hybrids, human head transplants on monkeys and pigs, gene-editing babies, super soldiers, and so on. Experts have raised legal concerns that such experiments could not only lead to a global pandemic, but could also lead to bioterrorism. Earlier in February last year, the Indian government launched an investigation into another secret research being conducted on bat hunters in the eastern Indian state of Nagaland.
And I think we'll shorten that article a little bit.
Yes, that gives the main idea.
Yes, I do think. Now, do you have some more?
No, I think. Oh, yes. No, I think it's over to you next. Number
okay.
three.
And I think that, Blue, you know, we just can't neglect women when we're looking at personalities in the spotlight of this barbed wire surrounding us. Never underestimate their role in this surrounded by barbed wire everywhere. Breaking at Vatican conference, Chelsea Clinton calls for global crackdown on anti-vaccine social media posts. May 7th, and this was by Dorothy Cummings McLean at LifeSite News. Vatican City, May 7th, 2021. Chelsea Clinton has spoken out against freedom of vaccine critical speech at a Vatican conference dedicated to dialogue. Speaking during a pre-recorded online meeting, Clinton, 41, responded to a question about so-called vaccine hesitancy regarding COVID-19 vaccines by saying that there must be a global effort to crack down on vaccine-critical social media posts. Quote, I personally very strongly believe there has to be more intensive and intentional and coordinated global regulation of the content on social media platforms, she said. We know that the most popular video across all of Latin America for the last few weeks that now has tens of millions of views is just an anti-vax, anti-science screed that YouTube has just refused to take down. Clinton added that anti-vaccine content created in the United States, quote, flourishes across the world by way of social media platforms. Her attempts to convince the managers of these sites to remove the material has not worked, she said. Quote, we know that because I have tried, that appealing to the leadership of these companies to do the right thing has just not worked, and so we need regulation. She appeared alongside Dr. Paul Farmer of Harvard Medical School and Dr. Walter Ricciardi, the Italian president of the World Federation of Public Health Associations, at a pre-recorded online meeting forming part of the Fifth International Vatican Unite to Prevent and Unite to Cure conference. Their meeting was first aired today, and that, of course, was May 7th. Clinton said that the Clinton Foundation has been doing what it can to convince the vaccine hesitant and the vaccine refusers to take doses of the COVID-19 vaccines. She believes it is important to differentiate between people who are hesitant and those in the refusal group. The hesitant have questions that she can answer, for instance, regarding the speed at which the vaccines were developed, their ingredients, and conspiracies about microchips. The people in the refusal group, often young people, don't think they need the experimental vaccine or would prefer to wait a few years before taking it, Clinton added. They also include people in communities, quote, who have been maltreated by the American, quote, health system for generations, end of quote. Clinton said that her foundation thinks about how we talk to Black Americans, Indigenous Americans, Latinos, who know that members of their community have often been mistreated or even manipulated or exploited by our health care system. In response, the Clinton Foundation passes on advice to people trusted by those communities to convince them to take the COVID-19 injections. I have to interject. Remember how Margaret Sanger wrote to some of the esteemed Black ministers back in her time to get people to fall into line to these things that would induce population reduction. And so Clinton goes on to make a nice portrait of how the Clinton Foundation tries to equip trusted messengers, quote, we've done work with a number of different religious communities, including some of our Catholic partners, to really help ensure that whoever is able to have the conversation is really able to preempt or answer any questions people may have, and that they would keep going on, you see, with all of this. It's important here to note that, first of all, she's linked up with the Vatican, and second of all, LifeSite News was permanently banned from Facebook, and we believe that it was banned from YouTube. And it had been appealing, I think, especially toward those Roman Catholic parishioners who were very hesitant about the vaccine and who did not want to take something into their bodies that had aborted fetal cell line connections. And now some other speakers at this conference were Jane Goodall, who supports population control, New Age activist Deepak Chopra, rock guitarist Joe Perry, Mormon elder William K. Jackson, executive chair of the British Board of Scholars and Imams, Sheikha Dr. Asim Yusuf, pro-abortion model Cindy Crawford, and disgraced ex-prefect of the Secretariat for Communication, Monsignor Dario Vigano, not to be confused with strongly Orthodox Vatican whistleblower Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, who condemned the event. Let's move right on, Lou, to yours.
The iron hand of tyranny's inception often points back to the Vatican. Next, we have Pope Francis calls for a new world order, inhabited by fully vaccinated slaves. This was from Natural News, Thursday, April 15th, by Ethan Huff. In an April 4th letter he sent to the Spring 2021 virtual meeting of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, Pope Francis officially called for a new system of global governance and universal vaccines to cure the Wuhan coronavirus. The letter, which only mentions God once, talks about the pressing need to, quote, confront a series of grave and interrelated socioeconomic, ecological, and political crises, unquote. It mentions vaccines three times while segueing in and out of topics related to climate change. Francis claims, quote, we are in fact in debt to nature itself, as well as the people and countries affected by human-induced ecological degradation and biodiversity loss, unquote. Replete with a language that sounds as though it was ripped right from the pages of World Economic Forum head Klaus Schwab's Great Reset Manifesto, Francis's letter advocates for a, quote, green financial agenda, unquote, to replace the current financial system. Throughout his eight-year tenure as Pope, Francis has addressed the WEF directly on four separate occasions. He also allowed the Vatican to hold a roundtable event at WEF's annual Swiss conference site at Davos. Francis would like to see a justly financed, and this is in quotes, a justly financed vaccine solidarity, unquote, meaning equitable, and that's in quotes, vaccine distribution for the Chinese virus worldwide, in order to fulfill the law of love and health of all. Francis also mentions in his letter the secular fraternity outlined in his recent encyclical, Fratelli Tutti. He writes, here I reiterate my call to government leaders, businesses, and international organizations to work together in providing vaccines for all, especially for the most vulnerable and needy.
And, you know, Lou, I can see our time is getting away from us.
It is.
We're going to have to continue next week this emergency broadcast that tells about the barbed wire surrounding us. And I think we'll go out of order now. We'll quickly move to some of the things that are actually happening that are draconian. First of all, the U.S. Postal Service has a new role running a covert operations program to spy on Americans by monitoring their social media posts. This was April 26th at Natural News. For decades, the U.S. Postal Service has failed to live up to its design efficiently, handling and delivering the nation's mail. The agency is a vital government service, so it should not be expected to turn a profit in the sense that FedEx, UPS, and other package handlers do. But at the very least, Americans should expect the USPS to break even and operate in an honest capacity. The Postal Service is doing neither, apparently. According to Yahoo News, the Postal Service now has a new function. It has become our newest spy entity, running a covert operations program that monitors American social media posts, like we needed another government agency to do that. The outlet notes, the details of the surveillance effort known as ICOP, or Internet Covert Operations Program, have not previously been made public. The work involves having analysts trawl through social media sites to look for what the document describes as inflammatory postings, and then sharing that information across government agencies. And Lou, we're going to jump right after this to the hardcore tyranny there in Canada, and you'll be showing what's happening, because what happens up north comes south. And so now here, these are the postal workers. My father was a mail carrier for over 40 years up in the hills and mountains of western Pennsylvania, and he would get up early in the morning, he would go case his mail. But I don't think this type of thing falls under casing the mail. These analysts trolling through social media. So the article goes on to say, analysts with the United States Postal Inspection Service Internet Covert Operations Program, ICOP. Interesting, that's ICOP, you see. Monitored significant activity regarding planned protests occurring internationally and domestically on March 20th, 2021, says a March 16th government bulletin. Locations and times have been identified for these protests, which are being distributed online across multiple social media platforms to include right-wing leaning Parler and Telegram accounts. The bulletin, which was marked as law enforcement sensitive and sent out through the Department of Homeland Security's Fusion Centers, added, the bulletin was sent out in advance of groups meeting in cities around the world on March 20th in connection with an event called the Worldwide Rally for Freedom and Democracy, where they would be protesting several things, including 5G development and COVID lockdowns. Parler users have commented about their intent to use the rallies to engage in violence. Image 3 on the right is a screenshot from Parler indicating two users discussing the event as an opportunity to engage in a fight and do serious damage. The bulletin goes on adding, no intelligence is available to suggest the legitimacy of these threats. First of all, social media platform Parler was not a haven for right-wing anything. There were many users who are conservative, true, but the use of right-wing suggests dangerous extremism, which is not widely prevalent on the platform. So that was false, and worse, it was a lie being spread by a very large government agency that is supposed to protect all Americans, not just those of a particular political persuasion. And they go on a little bit more, but this is pretty shocking. ICOP analysts are currently monitoring these social media channels for any potential threats stemming from the scheduled protests and will disseminate intelligence updates as needed. The bulletin goes on. And now, what's happening in Canada, Lou?
Headline, investigation, Canadian government paying private companies to imprison new workers in COVID quarantine camps against their will. This was Monday, May 3rd, from Natural News, the author Ethan Huff. Wuhan coronavirus tyranny is reaching a fever pitch in Canada, where workers are now being tricked into accepting positions at companies only to later find themselves in Chinese virus concentration camps. This is what happened to Corey Hagopian, a native of Ontario who took up a position with Canadian Natural Resources, which required him to travel hundreds of miles away to work on a far north work site. Hagopian and his girlfriend sold everything they owned in Ontario and moved to Alberta, which turned out to be a smart move because it's the only way that Hagopian was ultimately able to leave his prison camp. Upon accepting the position, Hagopian specifically asked about Wuhan flu testing and whether that would be a requirement for employment. He was told that testing was not required and that it could not be required due to Canadian law. Upon arriving at the Canadian Natural Resource worksite, however, Hagopian was ordered to take a Chinese virus test, and he refused. He was asked several more times over the course of several days, and he refused these times as well. After being threatened that he would not be able to keep the job if he was not tested, Hagopian told Canadian Natural Resources to screw itself and said he was quitting. It was then that he was told that he would not be able to leave the distant worksite by plane, bus, or even car without first being tested. Trapped and lied to, Hagopian reluctantly agreed to be tested just to escape, asking the quote-unquote nurse to be really careful as he has sinus problems. She did the opposite by jamming a nasty nose javelin straight up his nose, causing it to puncture. The next morning.
We have to interject there.
Yes.
Something important that we have heard. This is an analyst who says that with the population culling plan going on, we've wondered why such an extreme procedure would be used in these nasal swabs, this jamming up. And this person suggests that it's to compromise the blood-brain barrier, you see, so that later other bioweapons and things to cull the population will go right up there. It's all diabolical.
It
but go
definitely
ahead.
Is.
So what happened after that?
Well, the next morning when Hagopian leaned over to tie his shoes, blood started to pour out of his navel cavity. It proceeded to do this over the course of the next several days. Rightfully upset over the destruction of his rights, Agopian pressed to get out of the hell he was tricked into traveling to, only to have even more of them robbed from him. Agopian's promised one-time test turned into a test every 72 hours, which then turned into a test every 48 hours, which then turned into a daily test. It was nose javelin after nose javelin until finally outside supporters agreed to come pick Agopian up and get him out of there. Prior to their arrival, Agopian was held in a filthy Canadian concentration camp where he had to sleep in someone else's bed, which, ironically enough, bore nasty sneeze marks and other potentially Chinese virus-contaminated residue.
It's becoming Dachau. It's becoming Auschwitz.
That's exactly right.
North of the border, and don't think that it isn't going to try to move farther south.
And to sum it up, after finally escaping the concentration camp, Agopian boldly came forward publicly to tell what he endured. Even though doing so may have violated a non-disclosure agreement, he is not sure whether he signed. Other concentration camp prisoners do recall having to sign non-disclosures that threatened a $500,000 penalty if they tell other people the truth about what is really taking place at Canadian Natural Resources.
And next week we are going to hear how the pediatricians in America are being primed to lead COVID vaccination efforts to get kids getting the COVID shots, those spike proteins. You're going to hear about a Georgia mother of two who died after COVID. There's so much more. There's more tyranny coming under Amazon. There are vans coming into your neighborhood, all kinds of things. And, you know, we close tonight probably with this powerful discussion because most of you are Christian listeners. This was at Natural News Monday, May 3rd. Powerful discussion, Pastor Leon Benjamin interviewed by Mike Adams on faith, life, and the future of humanity. In today's trials, men are turning back to God. The lockdowns have threatened civil liberties, oppressed human health, and enslaved populations like the world has never seen before, putting people's minds in a state of bondage. This bondage has wrought perpetual submission to authoritarian governments as populations are herded and intimidated to go along with bodily requirements. This bondage has brought about a dark mental state that holds people captive to the fear of death and the expectation of disease. Science has become a false god, promising protection while holding people's minds captive to fear. And we would interject even worse active ways of killing people, like the rodent experiments, all of this. Now, going on, Pastor Benjamin says, doctors, scientists, pastors, attorneys, and journalists who have remained true to their faith in God have been censored, attacked, and persecuted for speaking the truth about healing, faith, and human rights. But these brave people from all walks of life are now uniting and standing together for life, liberty, health, and faith in the redeeming God. No matter what kind of odds these people face, they continue to stand strong as the spirit of fear is cast away in their presence. There is something these people of faith have in common. And this power continues to show itself as tyrannical and abusive controls are lifted, as dictators fall in their folly, as people take their health back. Yes, we have to interject here. The unemployment is falling greatly. People are going back to work. Americans love to work. And this says, continuing, as more souls are set free from addictions and a mental state of death and disease expectation. The trials and tribulations of the COVID-19 scandal are forcing people to reflect on their own beliefs, to ponder the meaning of life itself, and question where their faith lies. And this pastor, Leon Benjamin, was interviewed on this topic of faith, revival, and a spiritual battle for the hearts and minds of men. Lou and I have not heard the entire interview, but if you would go to naturalnews.com, probably to Brighteon there. Brighteon, is that brighteon.com?
It is, yes.
Under naturalnews.com for Monday, May 3rd, you could probably do a search and find that discussion with Pastor Leon Benjamin. Maybe we have a little time to get into the Amazon. What's going on there? Does it look abusive?
Yes.
Let's get into that a little bit about
yes,
the van.
Yes, headline. Headline reads, Amazon delivery drivers forced to submit to AI-powered camera tracking. Oh, the activities inside the vehicles.
And we're going to point out, too, that these cameras are going to come into your neighborhood. They're going to look over your habits and your meeting places with people and so forth. Go ahead.
Yes, this was from Natural News by Nolan Barton, April 26, 2021. Amazon is requiring its delivery drivers to sign new contracts permitting the use of artificial intelligence, that is AI-powered camera technology, meant to monitor them while they conduct their deliveries. The new contracts affect some 75,000 drivers in the U.S. who will lose their jobs if they do not consent to the intrusive new biometrics technology. The technology identifies and stores information about the driver, including face, location, movement, and driving style. It will also record if the driver yawns or shows signs of drowsiness on shift. Information collected is then shared with a dispatcher. The owner of an Amazon delivery company in the Pacific Northwest told news site Motherboard, quote, "I had one driver who refused to sign," unquote. The business owner requested anonymity for fear of retaliation from Amazon. Quote, "It's a heartbreaking conversation when someone tells you that you're their favorite person that they have ever worked for, but Amazon just micromanages them too much," unquote. Motherboard was able to obtain a copy of the, quote, "Vehicle Technology and Biometric Consent Agreement." That form states that the failure to comply with the request for consent will result in the termination of the driver's employment with Amazon or the related third-party delivery service partner that employs the driver. Amazon disclosed in the form that vehicles will be, quote, "video monitored by cameras that are both internal and external, and then operate while the ignition is on and for up to 20 minutes after the ignition is turned off," unquote. The form also states that the technology may create biometric information as well as collect, store, and use biometric information from a driver's photo. The technology tracks vehicle location and movement, including miles driven, speed, acceleration, braking, turns, and following distance. The technology is being provided by Netradyne, a fleet management AI technology startup from San Diego. So there's a few of those.
Is there a little bit more there?
Quite a bit more.
We'll have to probably pick that up next week.
I think so.
But
yes,
we can see the tentacles of the barbed wire are getting closer and closer to our neighborhoods. We ask you to keep this program in prayer. We ask you to pray for the larger websites like Great Game India and LifeSite News. They're important, and it's important that we do not remain silent. We must stand up. We must pray that God will help us overthrow the satanic plans of the demonic beings and bring a spirit of repentance and renewal here in America. Not hubris. We did the vaccines. We're better than everyone else. We have all those ventilators that have a closed loop, and we think have killed many who would not have died. The evil plans of Satan will not last forever. Ask the Lord what he wants you to do this week. Go to DividedKingdomRadio.com. God bless you. Good night.